I thirst. These two little words from the cross today. When I teach people about how to meet Jesus, so often I teach about how to pray with the scriptures, to read the scriptures and ponder them in the heart, and to use things like Lectio Divina, to put yourself in the scene. Sometimes we grow up and we read big chunks of the Bible, maybe even a few pages at a time. It's a beautiful thing, but it's amazing how much Jesus can touch the heart with just keeping one or two words of his lips before us. To picture our Savior looking at us from the cross and saying to me personally these little words, some of his last words before the resurrection, looking at me, looking at you, saying, I thirst. Jesus certainly, on the cross, was parched for water. He had endured so much torture, so much physical pain, so much rejection of his friends, lifted up on the cross for all the world to see, to be exposed. But those little words, I thirst, mean so much more than wanting water. Do you remember when he was with the woman at the well earlier in John's gospel? This woman who went to draw water out every day at the hottest part of the day, the noon of the day, she was parched, she was tired. She felt far from God. And Jesus said, give me a drink. I'm thirsty today. She says, how can you ask me that? What do you have in common with me? And Jesus said, if you would have known the gift of God, you would have asked me for a drink and I would have given you living water. Of course, she leaves her bucket behind once she realizes that the Eternal One who has loved her before the foundation of the world is before her and wants to be just with her in that moment to give her life. The Eternal One, the Messiah, God Himself. Jesus on the cross, He thirsted for our love. In his final moments of agony, he was enduring the cross and the pain and the shame and the humiliation. He was enduring all of it to the very last second, hoping that it would convince you and me to answer his thirst for our love. All of our sin, all of our selfishness, all the ways that we had gone astray, that we had hated ourselves and hated others and hated God, all the things that have pushed us 1,000 light years away from the eternal love. Jesus endured everything he did to close that gap. And he is so thirsty that you and I might give him a little bit of our love. He is parched and dry and empty, and allows himself to be so that we might answer his cry. Truly, we believe that God is all sufficient, perfect in his own self, perfectly blessed, in need of nothing, and yet God on the cross says, there is something you can give me, and I'm thirsting for it. I'm thirsting for your love. I'm thirsting for you to look upon me. I'm thirsty for you to not spurn what I've done for you. I'm so thirsty that the love I'm pouring out for you would not fall to the ground. I'm so thirsty that you would look upon me and meet my eyes on the cross, and that you would understand and believe that I love you, that there's nothing I would do to go out and find you every day and bring you back to me and to the Father. I love you so much, I will thirst for you into the end of the world until you receive the drink that I've given you and you give this drink back. God has made himself so thirsty because he desires for you to have him and all of him. He wants to quench your thirst forever and ever. He wants you to abide and live in the wellspring of the heart of God, world without end. In those two little words, Jesus really says everything to us. I thirst. Today, as we kiss his cross and kneel down and bow down before the wood of the tree, let none of us allow that cry to go without answer. Let none of us to let that agony go without a response. God, give us the grace that we may answer the cry of eternal love. I thirst.